Zeichnis was Avi Mori Jacob and Yisrael Pinchas. Zeichnis was Daniel Hashem Abbas Yeshua Falk. In this week's parasha, we have the bracha of Yidgu Larov Bekerva Arts. It is a bracha of dogim. That is a special bracha, the Yidgu Larov. And the Gemara tells us that the dog has a special, inion of a dog that it's covered up, right? It's covered up by the the water, and that's the Chazal tell us that that's the idea of Ayin Hara. That it's Ayin Hara is not shoylet in the dogim. Ayin Hara is not shoylet in the dogim. So that, and that's a real halacha. People think Ayin Hara, we have halachas that we don't call up an aliyah, two sons, a father son, one after the other, because of Ayin Hara. So it's not just a superstition. In other words, the Gemara has a concept of an Ayin Hara that we so that's a halacha of Ayin Hara. I remember once one of my Talmidim had had twins, two twin little girls, and he wanted to know, they wanted to put it in some type of competition. And if you won the competition, then I guess you get some money maybe, or the picture would be on the front page of some type of magazine. And I told him for sure you shouldn't do it, because that's a din of Ayin Hara, that you don't want to put things in a showy fashion, then somebody could look at it and could be Chas V'Shalom shoylet an Ayin Hara. So, and as I said, in Shulchan Aruch has brought down this idea of not having the father son, getting aliyahs one after the other. So that's a real halacha. So we try to keep things low key, and we shouldn't be shoylet an Ayin Hara. Then the question is, eating fish at the Suda Shabbos. So we have a minhag that we eat fish. If you look in the Magen Avraham, Reish Mem Beis, Chaber Shabbos, V'tikurei Shabbos sheyochol b'chol suda migimel sudas dogim. That it's brought down in the Sefer Tikurei Shabbos that you should have at every fish, at every suda, you should have fish. At every suda, there should be fish. So that's brought down in the Magen Avraham. This idea of having fish at every suda. So some people, I'm not saying it's the most crucial halacha that exists, but we should keep we try to keep that minhag to have fish at the suda. And I'm looking here, there's a sefer called Likra Shabbos and Yonim of Oneg Shabbos. So he says, Yesh lo havi gam ken yirokos v'tavlinim sheyu mit'omim uvusovim chen yishtel lahasin dog afilu ma'at mishum Oneg Shabbos. And he quotes that from the sefer Seder Hayom. The Sefer Seder Hayom? I think I once mentioned Seder Hayom, I think, is famous for one, I mean, probably a lot of things, but most of the thing that the Seder Yom is the source of Moda Ani. is that sefer called Seder Hayom. It's a Kadmon. Of Seder Hayom, and it's so he has also this idea of Lahavik Afilu Ma'at Mishum Oneg Shabbos, even a little bit, and then he could, and in the footnote here, he quotes that Magen Avraham. That Magen Avraham is in Siman Resh Mem Beis. If you want to see it inside, Siman Resh Mem Beis. And then, yeah, so that's a halacha to have. So then he quotes here the Mishnah Berurah and Resh Ayin Aleph Sifkatan Tes in this sefer, brings down in the name of the Yamshal Shlomo. Shekara Togar al She'ein Nisharim Va'ochlim Dogim B'Lel Shabbos. In other words, V'lo B'Suda Shniyah. In other words, people who eat fish at the Friday night meal, but they don't eat it at lunch. So there are people like that, right? You know, there are people like that because that became a big thing. The Friday night meal of having having fish, you know, every Jewish home has a gefilte fish, right? Friday night, you know, and but a lot of times they don't have it at lunch, and we hold kaimalan. So what's the problem? Kovad yom odiv mi kovad laila. That you're supposed to if you have you know one tavshil and you have a choice. Which one you could serve it at, the night meal or the day meal? You should serve it at the day meal. Kovad Yom, it's interesting. It's pointed out when Kiddush, the most chashuv of Kiddush, is the Friday night Kiddush. In the daytime, it's not so chashuv, but when it comes to the Suda. Kavod Yom is Adiv mi Kavod Laila. So therefore, the Yamshal Shlomo had a taina on those people who were having the fish Friday night, but they were not having it on Shabbos day. The Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes here in the Sefer Klal Shabbos, he says he wanted miyashiv the minug. That since the people like the fish when it's warmer, so therefore that's why they're having it Friday night. So we try. But if you're having gefilte fish that's not so warm, then you should serve it also for the Friday night. Shalosh Shodis, you could have it at all meals. But that's brought down this Indian of having having fish at the Suda. And we know the Gemara says in Kiddushin that that different people, different Rabbanim were dafka osek themselves in the Hachana of Shabbos. The Gemara seems to say it's mitzvah bo yosom b'shlucho because it's always better to do a mitzvah yourself, right? Ha'ish mekadosh bo b'shlucho. So therefore, you. But the Alter Rebbe says. That really, it's more than that. There's a real chiyuv for every individual to be oisek in hachana l'shabbos. It's just that those tanaim or moraim, whatever, each one pick the thing that was more chaviv to them to use that to do that for Shabbos. You know that he likes fish, so he dafka cooks the fish. He likes other things, so he dafka cook like that. But he said, but the Alter Rebbe writes that it's a mamash chova begufo. That it's not just the mitzvah bo yoshem b'shlucho is the fact that you pick this particular thing to do over something else. But the fact that you have to do something for Kavod Shabbos, that's a chiyuv d'oraisa, he says. That's a real chiyuv begufo, maybe even a chiyuv d'oraisa, the Alter Rebbe says. So everyone has to have some type of involvement. It's not just because the simple pshat in the Gemara is it's mitzvah bo yoshem b'shlucho, so therefore, in other words, really you can appoint a shliach. It's just better to do it yourself. But he's saying no, it's like tefillin. You can't appoint a shliach for tefillin. You can't appoint a shliach for tzitzis. You have to do it yourself. So you can't appoint a shliach. So why does the Gemara say it's mitzvah bo yoshem b'shlucho? It's mitzvah bo yoshem b'shlucho that you're doing this particular thing, and that you're deciding to do the fish because you like fish, or you're deciding to do the kugel because you like kugel, or whatever it is. But the idea bechlolius that you have to be oisik, the Alter Rebbe says that it's in the Kuntres Achron of the Alter Rebbe that that's like a chova begufo, and that's the idea. The it's brought down from Rav Simcha Bunim of Parshischa, the Sefer Migdei Torah, that the fish is the first Bal Chai, that's the first life entity in the it's the Bri Rishona mi Bal Chaim, and therefore and Shabbos is the shorish of life, the Shabbos v'ki makor habracha, all the core of life, the shorish of life comes from Rav Shabbos. That's why the Chofetz Chaim always said, you know, he doesn't understand why people need to rush out of Shabbos. They could just, you know, why should they rush out of Shabbos? Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. It's the generator of the Bracha. So Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha and the Makor of life, etc. And we said that the Rav Simcha Bunim of Parshischa, quoted in the Sefer Toras Emes, says that this is the first Bria, the first live creature in the world is the fish, and therefore that has a special idea to be dafka on Shabbos, and the Bnei Yisoskar writes that you know there's a bracha in Brachos LaAdam is a special bracha for Dagim, special bracha for Shabbos, and that's the Chut HaMeshulash, those three brachas. So there's a special bracha for Adam, the special bracha for in the Torah for Dagim, and the special bracha for Shabbos, and that's the. And that's the bracha meshulashes. So this idea that's quoted in the Magen Avraham, we shouldn't be taken lightly. It's the first Magen Avraham in Resh Mem Beis. First Magen Avraham in Resh Mem Beis, Sifkot Na'alef. So that's this idea. Also, it's brought down in and even Shalashuddas it comes out. Even at Shalashuddas, one should have the dogim as well. So even at Shalashuddas, one should have dogim. Now the Chasam Sofer. In Parshas Bahaloscha, when it speaks about Dagim in Parshas Bahaloscha, he says very interesting that you know a man eats the behema because and therefore the behema is raised up. There's Adam. Adam is at a higher level. When the air, a human being eats a behemoth, it's raised up. So, and therefore, because a man is on a higher level. But it's interesting that until Noah, as we know, they were not allowed to eat basar, right? Until that's the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noah, so then Avraham and Achai. But until before Noah, you weren't allowed to eat basar, because until Noah was Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvahs, so then they weren't on a higher madrega. Why should a man eat a behemoth? Who says a man is higher than a behemoth? Once Noah was Mekabel, the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noah, so then he was on the madrega to be able to eat meat. So that's the, but before that, not. And he says that, and meat, there was a ruach ra that was shorah on the behemah. So therefore, when you do shechita, that takes away, besides the halacha that it takes away the din of nevela, it takes away the this ruach ra. But dogim, says the Chasam Sofer, there's no shechita by dogim, right? There's no halacha by shechita by fish. I read you the Chasam Sofer in the Torah Moshe and Parashas Baruch. Saying dogim ain't sorah shechita ki ain koach v'achiz lechitzon b'hem. Adarabba, yihem mishkan lenefashos hatzadikim shedarkam lizgalgel b'dog. V'umachal tzadikim b'shabes. Just look it up, and it's Parshas Bahaloscha in the Torah Moshe of the Chasam Sofer. That dogim is on the dog is on the highest madrega. There's no tumma on the. I mean, obviously, it's a non-kosher fish. Also, we're talking about kosher fish. So a regular behemoth, you have to shecht because there's two tumma that has to be. You know, I mean, that's a din in the Torah. You have to shecht. But when it comes to dogim is fakir is doesn't need shechita because ke'ein koach v'achiz lechitzon b'hem. Adarabba ki'hem mishkan lenafshos atzadikim, shedarkam lizgalgal b'dag. It's interesting that there's gilgal of tzadikim aren't fish, whereas the concept of gilgal neshamas. You know, Rav Berish Mandelbaum once told me from the Chofetz Chaim that he felt that the Gilgal Neshama is something we believe in. That idea that a person who didn't fulfill his full tafkid in the world has to come back into this world to get a tikkun, has to get him back into this world to get a tikkun. So, and he says, and that gives a nechama. Unfortunately, sometimes there are tragedies in the world, and again, we're not here to explain why this, that, you know. But the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Berish Mandelbaum said that sometimes the tragedies are because this person just had to come into this world for a small amount of time to be misaking something that a previous neshama wasn't being misaking. But it's interesting that the Chasam Sofer says that. The dogim, there's such a high madrega, the dogim, there's such a high madrega that tzaddikim and his galgal in the fish. Tzaddikim and his galgal in the fish, they're neshamas. Fish have neshamas of the tzaddikim. There's a machal tzaddikim Shabbos. Wow. So that's this this idea. Sometimes we have fish during the week, my wife and I. We always have this discussion about what bracha to make if it's, you know, this has a coating on it. Rav David Feinstein once said the coatings are all bottle, but sometimes the coating is so thick that it's something of substance. And if you're going to eat the thick coating with the fish, so then according to many poskim, it's just a mazonos. It just usually when we eat fish on Shabbos in the middle of the meal, so we don't, and the type of fish we eat on Shabbos anyway is not the like the fish with the coating that we have. But the din is that if something has a thick coating, something very, it's not just to something very not substantial. So the din is you make a mezonos and not on the and not a shahakol and not two brachas. People like to make two brachas on everything. So there are some shitas like that to make two brachas. Like you have a potato knish. So some people make two brachas. I think Reb David Feinstein once told me he make two brachas, but many hold that if it's eaten together, then you may, and as long as even though the mezonos is not the rove, but the mezonos is substantial, then you should make just a bracha on the mezonos. You ever go to the Marina del Rey smorgasbord? So they have these onion rings, geschmack onion rings. That the thing is very, very. Very, the crust is very significant. The onion is so there's what to say to make just the mezonos on that. If you're besupuk, then there's always you have a cracker there and a piece of celery there, and you can get out of the thing. But that's the idea of the bracha on fish. Is shahakol, but if it's together with the crust and it's significant, that's it. And the Sefer Minchas Torah quotes another idea from the Sefer Minchas Yaakov that a dog doesn't have like eyelids, and that's in other words, that's why some people have a minhag to eat dafka the eye of the dog to show the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Klal Yisrael. So they would eat the eye of the eye of the eye of the eye of the fish. But and the fish shadafka is something that doesn't have eyelids, so it's always the eye's always open, so to speak. And so again, so these are the but th this is quoted, as I said, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in the Magen Avraham, and again the Chasam Sofer brings it down that it's the Gilgal of the tzaddikim, and the Bnei Yisachar says that's the triple bracha. There's a bracha in the Torah for Adam, bracha for Dagim, and the bracha for Shabbos. So the triple bracha on Shabbos to have these things. Also, it's brought down in the Minhag Yisrael Torah that in the Mabul, when it says that all the everything was destroyed, Vayimachas Kol HaYikum, so it's brought down from Chazal that not the fish. The fish weren't destroyed in the Mabul because the fish did not cohabit with another. All the other species cohabited with other species. So they were mashkis darko la arts. So and the fish were not. So the fish have that purity, and I say, and the ikur purity is the idea of shtila het, that they're covered. They're not looking to flaunt things. The fish, like Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Pessin, that when the Gemara says by the Lucha Shnius, Rav Shechter quotes and say from Rav Pessin, Lucha Shnius, it was not the kolos ubrakim. The first luchos was all the fanfare, so that did last. But the second was still a hate without all the kolos ubrakim, the fanfare. And then Chazal say, "Ein lecha gadol min hatznius." Ein lecha gadol min hatznius. And that's Rav Shechter said from Rav Pessin. You see from there that tznius is not only just a way of dress, but it's not being ostentatious and loud and trying to like. Rav Shechter, one of the, I think Rabbi Klefish said to me from Rav Shechter that the idea of not trying to draw attention to yourself is the idea of tznius. But there's one other nekuda I want to say about fish. And then we spoke about the bracha fish, where the shahakol, where you have a thick crust, My wife always says a lot of times we start the dinner meal by discussing what bracha we're going to make on the fish. But she made this fish for after the breakfast, after the tainus. So that was a discussion what bracha should we make. Was the crust thick enough to warrant the mezonos on its own right? But I tell you, next time you go to Marina Del Rey, Bez Hashem, you should have a chassan to go to Marina Del Rey, so you'll see the thick crust on the onion rings, and then you say, "Oh, this is what Rabbi Simon was talking about in the Shir." So there's another Chazal Medrash that I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes in one of his Svarim, and that is the Medrash says like this, that the fish. When it's raining, it's a chazal, medrash, says when it's raining, the fish jump up to chop a tipa. It's raining. So I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, if I'm not mistaken. The fish have the whole ocean. So what's going to make one little tipa? One little tipa he's getting excited about. He's in the whole ocean. So what do you see from there? That a person's machshiv Torah, so it's everything. You know, he doesn't want to miss anything, like somebody's machshiv Torah. So he'll never miss a shir. He doesn't want to miss a shir. He doesn't want to miss an opportunity, even though there's so much there. But this is another opportunity, another tipa that's coming his way. He's so excited. Why are you so excited? And I think perhaps that's the pshat why the tzaddikim. Why the tzaddikim are misgalgal in the fish, because the fish have that midah of, they say, in Europe in the yeshivas, so someone was showing around one of the minhag used to be that some people would come to the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva should show who's the biggest Eloi in the yeshiva, who's the biggest masmid in the yeshiva, who's the biggest, so the Rosh Yeshiva was showing around, and then he said, and this person, and it was the stipler supposedly that it was said about, this person is the biggest mevakish. This person is the biggest mevakish, meaning that he has that yearning to learn. So this person might be the smartest one, or this person might be but this person is the biggest mevakish. So that's the midah of the fish. What Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I believe, says over the Medrash, that the fish, as we said, it's full. The whole ocean is there in front of it. The whole wherever it is, and it gets excited about a little rain that's raining in the yam. Because if you're mevakesh, if you really you have that yearning, then you don't want to miss you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss even a tipa's worth, and that's the and that's the yisod. I was at a kiddush on Shabbos Chanukah, so I was looking forward that they're gonna. One of my cousins was making a kiddush, so I said, "Where's the fish?" Where's the fish? So he said, well, the Rav was afraid that people, because they serve chulent at the Kiddush, so people are going to mix the fish with the chulent. So he made a thing that they're not going to have fish at the Kiddush. But I would rather say no. Just make sure you put it in different whatever, and you'll be okay. And have the fish, the herring, this, so the fish is like. One week we were going to eat at a place where they weren't serving fish on Shabbos. So I told my wife she should get fish, and when I come home from shul or whatever, we'll have some in the middle of the day. We'll have some fish, not to mevatel this minhag. And that's the same for minhag Yisrael Torah is about a lot of different minhagim. In other words, minhagim we take very seriously minhagim. It's not like you machal Shabbos. It's not like the worst thing in the world. You didn't have fish on Shabbos, but there are minhag Yisrael, and also the Yismach Moshe had. This reminds me of my father. My father, Zichrono Levracha, he had a minhag, and his nothing about fish, but I don't know if you've seen this minhag. But my father's minhag, zichrona levracha, was he would have the soup after the main course, and I thought everyone did that. Then I got older. I went to camp. I saw no one does that. Everyone has the fish before the main course. My father, I guess, in the town where his parents came from in Russia, wherever it was, there was the main course, and then the soup. That's why I never had soup, because the time you get to, after the main course, I had no room for the soup. So, but that was my father's minhag. So it's interesting that the Yismach Moshe had a minhag that he would have the fish after the meat. And it's pointed out, Otzi Yachayim pointed out in Minhag Torah, that's why Basar V'Dagim V'Chol Matamim. Dafka in that order, Basar V'Dagim V'Chol Matamim. But most of our people's minhag is that we have the fish first. And also, the gefilte fish, the idea of the question of the bones in the fish, where there shouldn't be a question of borer. That's how some say maybe the minhag became to have fish without bones, not to have the issue of borer, of taking the bones out and having a shaila of borer. That's a question whether that was that was one possibility that was discussed in this idea. But the holiness, Shabbos is such a holy day, and the fishes are considered the holiest things, because again, the fish were not involved in the mabul. They weren't mashkis darko with the other animals, intermated with other animals, and they're covered up. They do things they you know no not the whole world has to you know there's a vort from the Munkacs Rebbe. He says the question of when you do things. So, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba that there's a mitzvah to be mefarsem osei mitzvah. In other words, there's a mitzvah to be mefarsem, that a person did a mitzvah, so people will follow in suit. But on the other hand, there's a shtickle question of a gaiva. So the Munkacs Rebbe, he wrote a sefer. He wrote many sefarim, but one of the sefarim he called, the name of the sefer was called Divrei Torah. That was the name of the sefer, Divrei Torah. And in that sefer, he quotes, I think he's quoting from somebody, on the pasuk "Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu, v'haniglos lanu levaneinu ad olam." Asos is called divrei Torah zos. He says, in life, you have to have a balance. In other words, if you're going to be, you do something and you're going to shout it out to the whole world that you did this thing, then that's a shtickle gaiva. But on the other hand, if you're not going to tell anybody, you're not going to tell your children, then no one's going to be able to learn from you. So he says, Hanistaros, if you keep something totally secret, then it's Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem will know about it, but no one else. The Haniglos, but if it's Niglos, then Lanu Ulvaneinu. So then you could teach your kids about it as well. So again, it has to be the proper balance. If you don't have the proper balance, then you're not going to be able to do that. That's why he quotes, I think, from the Arizal, the Munkacs Rebbe. When you daven, why do you have to daven? We hold when you daven, the halacha is you have to say the words. You can't just think the words. So he quotes there the Munkacs Rebbe on the pasuk that we will say, Tilas Hashem yidaber pi. When I daven, I speak. Tilas Hashem yidaber pi. Why do you have to speak? Hashem knows what I want. I certainly don't have to speak it. I can think it, but even that, Hashem knows what I'm thinking. Why? Vivar Chol Basar, because I want people to learn from what I'm doing. Vivar Chol Basar, Shem Kodesh Olam Vaed. And that's the idea of what the Munkacs Rebbe is saying, is that Tilas that Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu, that if you could be a totally nister and you're never going to be able to tell your kids and your family or your talmidim what you did. So on one hand, it's a mile in tznius, and tznius is very important, but there has to be some level measure of giloy, because you want to teach. Not for the sake of being flaunting and haughty and things like that, but the sake of havivarch, of lanu or tilas Hashem yidaber pi, havivarch Hashem kol children. So that's the That's the idea of this. One last thing I said over to my Talmidim, that in this week's Parsha, we say Yaakov Avinu lo meis, right? Even though he died, but he could, because if you have, so it says, Vayichi Yaakov, so he says what? That Yaakov, Vayikruvu Yisrael Lamus, beginning of the Parsha. He was about to die. So what's to say he's about to die? So the Chasam Sofer says there's two things. There's Misa. Misa means you die, but you didn't leave any lineage, any Masorah after you. There's no Mamale Mokum. So Yaakov, they thought that maybe Yosef, most of his life, he had a good life. It wasn't so hard like Yaakov's life. So maybe he's not Roy Lekach. So that's why Yaakov said, Vasisa imadi chesed ve'emes. But if you do chesed now, so then you're considered a Baal Madrega, that even if you didn't have the Yisurim that I had, you're still considered on my Madrega. Then v'shachavti, then I'm not going to be considered dying because you're going to be in Mamalai Mokom. Ah, you didn't reach the Madrega I did because you didn't have the Yisurim I had. So this is all from the Chasam Sofer, by the way, that I'm saying. But v'shachavti mosai. Why? I won't be considered mace, but Josh Shachafti Mavosai. Why? Because you're going to do the chesed of burying me in Eretz Israel. And then at the end of the parsha of Ayar, as a Chay Yosef ki mace avihem, they saw mace avihem. That means it's not going to be a mamale mokum. So you know what Yosef says? Anochi achalkel eschem. I'm gonna give you food. So you're not gonna be, so therefore you're not gonna be considered so I'll have that mean of chesed. Memela can be considered a mamala mokum of my father, and memela it's not gonna be. So that's the idea. Yaakov Avinu lo meis is someone to follow being on his madrega, but if you're a Baal Chesed, so that's something that even if you didn't get that madrega, but if you're a Baal Chesed, then Yaakov Avinu lo meis, then it's not. So Asisi modi chesed the MS is again. It's all from the Chasam Sofer. Asisi modi chesed the MS. Then Mitzrayim, you're going to carry me off from Mitzrayim, and then v'shachafti imavosai. Then I'm not going to be considered meis. I'm going to just be shachafti imavosai. I'm going to go to my forefathers, but meis not, even though I'm not alive, but I have a successor, and that's the idea. Okay, so these are some of the ideas of the mida of tznius and the mida of and the minhag of eating fish, and this. So everyone should we should have a good Shabbos, and we should eat fish, and other things, and we should have oneg
So,
Shabbos as well.
Rabbi, if you have herring at the Kiddush, that counts.
Yeah, herring at Kiddush, I'm a big believer. I told you many times, I'm a big believer at herring at the Kiddush. Why? Because a lot of times when you make Kiddush on wine, there's a big question whether you can make a shahakol on the soda or not. Because it could be that once you have wine, you don't pot to the other mashkin. But some shita say you have to have a real lot of wine, not just a little bit of wine. So I say, so that's why you should have, besides this idea, you should have herring at the Kiddush. So this way, you won't have a question whether you're going to make a shahakal on the soda because you had the, it was, if you, that's only if you drank the wine. You won't have the shayla because you'll make a shahakal on the herring. And make a shahakal on the herring, you, that definitely is not niftar by the wine because wine is only poter mashkin and not other things.